Bible tonight and turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Once you arrive there, find verse number 9. Psalm 119, verse 9. And stand with me if you would please. I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently. I'm going to read a handful of verses out loud. Psalm 119, verse 9, it says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." Look at verse number 11 again. It's the verse that we'll use primarily tonight. It says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." And let's pray. Father, bless us tonight with thy presence. I pray, God, that you will glorify, magnify, uplift yourself, your word. And Father, may we see the importance of your word tonight. God, bless us with thy presence, please. Help us because of this night at church to be better Christians, to be better husbands and wives and parents, better citizens. Make us better Christians, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight's sermon will be very, very simple. Nothing new, something that most all of you have heard about from one time or another. For some of you, it'll be a challenge that will be maybe a first-time challenge for you. For some of the rest of you, it'll be a reminder of something and maybe reignite something in your thinking. We've been talking about the subject of growth and growth in the Christian life. Tonight, that is the subject once again. And tonight's lesson is called Growth Through Scripture Memorization. Through Scripture Memorization. When I was a young man, Scripture memorization in the church was a big deal. It was just a big, big deal. But you don't hear so much about it anymore. I am not a great Christian. But to whatever degree of success I've had in the Christian life, a lot of it would have to do with the Word of God that I've put into my mind, and especially a lot of the memorizing that I did through the years of the Scripture. I'm sorry, you'll not be amazed with tonight's sermon. I think if you're sensitive at all to the Holy Spirit, you'll be convicted by it. I think we kind of have lost track of the importance of memorizing the Word of God. So tonight, lesson number 38 on Christian growth. Growth through Scripture memorization. We just read Psalm 119:11. It says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Let me share another verse with you. 1 Peter 3:15 says this, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." God said, be ready like that to give answer to someone. You say, preacher, how in the world could I be ready to give answer just like that to someone in regard to the Bible? Did you know that if you had a scripture memorized that would answer their question, you like that could give answer? That's one of the quickest ways to give answer to a spiritual question. I believe there's no greater knowledge than the knowledge of God. I believe there's no greater work than the work of God. There's no greater book than the book of God. There's nothing more important to memorize as is the Word of God. I think you and I should be more interested in memorizing the Word of God than memorizing any other thing. I think it ought to be said of you that you have more scripture memorized than you have anything else memorized. And for some of you, then, there's going to have to be some things that you're going to have to work on that a little bit, because you do have a lot of lyrics to songs memorized. And I'm not talking about good songs. There are some of you, you can be in the mall and you can hear that song from the past and you can hum right along. You know every word. But then you say, well, I can't memorize scripture. Why, sure you can. Sure you can. I don't think there's anything more important to memorize than the Word of God. Scripture memorization is very important to everyone and at every age. And I ought to make this clear. I'm talking about memorizing the King James Bible, the Word of God. Not some other version. You say, but it's got some of those difficult words in it. Therefores. Well, you can memorize the word therefore. It's going to be okay. Now, I want to look at some aspects of this thing of scripture memorization tonight. I'm going to give you some reasons why we should memorize scripture, how we could memorize scripture, and maybe even tell you what scriptures to memorize to a degree. I think there are some that we all ought to know, and there's some that will maybe be unique to you. We're also going to look at the importance of just knowing your Bible, just knowing the basics about your Bible. Look, if we're going to grow in the Lord, it's going to have to be in the Lord. And you can't get in the Lord without getting into the Lord's Word, into God's Word. So we're talking about memorizing Scripture, knowing the Bible. Hey, and you know when you have it memorized and you have it well, you know it well enough that you can find what you need in the Bible. That sure makes a difference in your life. So going to be very simple. I want everybody to pay attention. And let me challenge you. Hey, and before we get started, if you say to me, I can't memorize Scripture, it's too hard, I'm going to say to you, you are wrong. You know, there's Scriptures. There's somebody here today say, I just can't memorize Scripture. Okay, I want everybody to repeat after me. Jesus wept. Okay, repeat after me. Jesus wept. Okay, how many of you think that tomorrow you could remember those two words on your own? Would you raise your hand? All right, I helped you memorize a scripture tonight. That's a verse, Jesus wept. You know, there are verses that are only 5 and 6 words long. Now, stop using the excuse that your mind is weak. Even the weakest of mine can memorize 7 words. If not, you shouldn't be driving. You shouldn't have a checkbook. So you can, and we can. And I mean, even the smallest of children can memorize Scripture. Now, let me teach the very, very simple lesson. Number one, why? Why should we memorize Scripture? Well, I'm going to start out with the verse, Psalm 119:11, where the Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." This tells us one of the greatest reasons why we might want to memorize the Word of God. Did you know that when you memorize the Word of God, here it says, if you'll hide God's Word in your heart, somehow it will help you to not sin against God. Listen, if memorizing the Scripture would help you cut down on your sin, if you love God, it seemed to me like you'd do what it would take to help cut down on your sin. I can't tell you all the reasons why. I can tell you this. I happen to believe that the Scripture is almost like putting a spiritual antibiotic in a sick mind. It has its way of fighting wrong. But if for no other reason, God said so. God said, you memorize it, it's going to cut down your sin. Then by faith, I believe it. Well, I think there are a lot of reasons for that, but memorizing the Scripture could help us to take sin, minimize sin in our lives. And I think having the Scripture committed to memory will help our daily walk and fellowship with God. There are things about the Scripture, once you memorize them, they'll prompt you, they'll remind you during the day of your behavior. If the only time you're reminded of scriptural behavior is when you have the Bible open reading it, that's not enough. When we don't have our Bible opened, we need to be reminded how to live. You say, how are we going to do that? Memorization of Scripture. So I think it'll minimize sin in our life. I think it will make deeper our walk with God during the day. Listen to this. I think Scripture memorization will help you to think right. It'll help you to think right. Listen to this verse. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That verse and all of those descriptions, I can't think of any writing on the face of the earth that that could be describing other than the Word of God. Think on those things. Scripture memorization will help you to think on the right things. You know, let's all face it. We all have some things in our mind that shouldn't be there. And we think on those things. If we would put Scripture in our mind, we would think on those things. Now, I can admit, there are times when if my mind is wandering and beginning to think something it shouldn't, I'm glad for the Scripture that's in there. Because in my mind, my bad thoughts and my good thoughts lock horns. That ever happened to you? You get to thinking something bad and all of a sudden some Scripture pops up and says, "Hey, Doc, don't forget about me." And I'm thinking, "Well, I wasn't thinking about you." I said, "But yeah, but I'm in here and I'm going to tell you right now, don't do that." And my flesh and my spirit, they there's conflict there, but the greatest conflict that, and the victory for the spirit is going to be through the Word of God. So why should we memorize Scripture? I think it'll help us to think on right things. I think it will thicken or broaden our walk with God through the day. It'll minimize sin in our life. I think memorizing Scripture will help spiritual leaders and teachers in regard to their influence. For instance, a family. If a family has family devotions, I think the dad or the mom that are conducting the family devotions, if they have some Scripture memorized, it just helps. It just helps. It helps not to have to look it up every time. It's a good example to the kids, just for your kids to see you quote Scripture. Okay, a Sunday school teacher. I think a Sunday school teacher that's teaching along that can suddenly just say, "Well, and by the way, let me remind you of this Scripture right over here," and then they quote it. In Sunday school teaching, Scripture memorization becomes a tool that makes a greater impact. You take Flyers Club, King's Kids, Youth Ablaze, Preachers on the Bus, preachers in Children's Church, Junior Church. The more Scripture you memorize, the more fluent you become with it, the easier it becomes. I'll tell you, it's far easier to preach a Scripture that you have memorized than to have to read it all the time and go back to it. And so I think one thing that we help ourselves in Scripture memorization, it helps leaders and teachers and preachers to be more fluent and maybe easier to follow. I think having salvation Scripture memorized helps to lead others to Christ. If you had a track and on that track you had some Scripture and you refer to that track, nothing wrong with that. I would use a New Testament or a Bible, but I'll tell you this. When you're leading someone to Jesus Christ, if you personally have the Scripture memorized, the path that you're going to take, it's going to give you a whole lot more confidence when you're trying to lead them to Christ. I use what's called the Romans Road, Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 5:8, Romans 5:12, Romans 10:9 through 13. I memorized every one of those Scriptures so I can quote those Scriptures. They were very important to me, and I use them. And as a result of having them memorized, I'm a better soul winner. I really do believe that. I think, and right now I'm talking about why. Why memorize Scripture? Next, I think it'll help you to fight the devil when you don't have your Bible available. The way to conquer the devil is not through your personal character. The way to conquer the devil is through Scripture. It's through spiritual character, if you will. You know, if the devil's messing with you and you don't have your Bible, just start quoting Scripture. You say, "I only know one." All right, quote Jesus wept. Get Jesus in there if that's the only verse you know. But Scripture memorization can help you to fight the devil when you're not at church, can help fight the devil when you don't have your Bible right there. You quote Scripture to the devil. Hey, quote Scripture to yourself. Do you ever lecture yourself? There is a passage of Scripture that I'm so glad I memorized it when I was younger. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with that temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Now, that's a little longer than Jesus wept. But boy, is that Scripture good for me. When temptation hits me, I'll say, There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. And I lecture myself mentally, and I put it right in here. Scripture memorization, the great battlefield, folks, is your mind. That's the great battlefield. Scripture memorization is like getting yourself a bazooka for the battlefield that you can use on the devil. Let me say this also. I think scripture memorization will help you to help people that tend to be intimidated by the presence of the Bible. I was preaching in Gastonia, North Carolina, a week ago, and I went soul winning with the pastor. And while we were out soul winning, we went to a particular door, and the guy that came to the door, I started to witness to him, and my Bible was just freaking him out. I pulled my New Testament out of my pocket, and this guy was, I don't know what it was. He was panicked, and I could tell, and I couldn't even get his attention. So I just stuck my New Testament away. I said, oh, I don't need that. I just quoted the scripture to him. Very same scripture that I would have read, but his eyes went from being all panicked about me having the Bible out to looking right at me, and I spoke the word to him. He relaxed and got saved. Every once in a while, if you want to start a fight, you can. But, you're at work and somebody says something and, they want to fuss about the Bible. And now you want to pull your big, lunky Bible out and say, oh, have a fight. You can do that. But it might be better that you very, very calmly quote some scripture. Very calmly. But the memorization of Scripture will help you to do that. I think memorization of Scripture is a good use of your time. Yes, sir. Better than television and video games and romance novels and worrying. Here's what you do. Instead of worrying, fretting, panicking, memorize Scripture about faith, strength, and courage. The moment you begin to panic, find a scripture and say, you know what, I'm going to go to work on memorizing this scripture. Hey, and those of you that have some worry, some fret, some panic in you, could I recommend this? Probably you ought to go ahead in advance and find some scripture that would help you with that panic, that worry, that fret. Find those scriptures in advance, because when you're in the panic, you won't have the good sense to be able to find them. Already know where they are. Be working on memorizing them. And if you say, well, I can't memorize when I'm in that state, well, then just find those verses and read them, because it'll bring a calm to you. So the first thing I wanted to say is, why should we memorize Scripture? Now, number two, how do we do this? Well, I would choose a verse that you would like to commit to memory, and I would probably start with a shorter one. We memorized one together tonight, Jesus wept. But start with a shorter one. That'll help you. When we help children to memorize, we start with shorter verses. And the truth of the matter is, if you're 40 years of age and you have never memorized any scripture, if I were you, I would start with a short verse, one that has just enough of what you want or content. But I would start with a shorter verse. And you work on it daily. And you just every day work on it for just a little while. Now, the way I started memorizing scripture is I took out a 3x5 card and I wrote the scripture on that card. You say, why a card? I used the card because I could take it to work and it would last a while. That card stock, but boy, if you want to use your smartphone and go to the memo pad and write the verse out, we've got a lot of new technology. It doesn't matter, but somehow you've got to get that thing so it's easily available to you, so you can see it quickly. And at one time, I can remember back when I first got saved, I was working in machine shops. I'd go to work and I looked like the total nerd. I had about 15 3x5 cards in my pocket, and they had the grease and everything from work, and they were curled up on the sides. But I carried those cards around. I'd just pop them out. I'd look at that verse and I'd look at it again. I'd say it out loud and I'd work on it. I remember at one point someone gave me, it's a little red plastic box, and it had a whole bunch of scripture memorization cards in it. They were just little things. Of course, I lost those awful easily. But I had it to where I could look at it, and it was easily available. It wouldn't hurt some of you to go home tonight and find something and write out the verse that you want to memorize and stick it in your pocket, stick it in your purse, stick it up on the mirror at home, but go to work on memorizing a scripture. I think an aid to memorizing is probably writing. You say, it's hard for me to memorize. I'll tell you what you ought to do then. Sit down with a piece of paper, write the verse out, then write it out again. Then write it out again. You're using your motor skills. When you're writing, you're seeing it. You're writing it with your hand. Mrs. Owens, we were recently at an antique store. When we were in there, I noticed a little, it was like a phone. I considered it a phone table where there was a place for you to sit and a telephone would set on a little table right beside it. I pointed at it. I said, you remember the story? And she said, oh, I remember it well. There used to be in her home, there was a little phone table and there was a phone there, and she used to sit at that table when we were about to get married. We were falling in love, and she used to practice writing her new or her forthcoming name. She'd write Mrs. Sherry Owens, and she just practiced. Now let me tell you, she's gotten really good at it. My checkbook can prove it. She can sign that. But she used to sit there. And she would write it over and over and over again. And she said, I would sit there and I would write it and I would say it and I would write it and I would say it. You know what? I can guarantee you she's got it memorized now. And I think if you write it and you say it and you write it and you say it and you write it and you say it and you write it and you say it, you're going to be able to memorize. And it's important to you to memorize. I think that's also the little seat that had a vinyl cover and you poked it full of holes with the ink pen. You bad girl. So I think if you say it out loud over and over again, I think if you write it, it's going to help you. And I would recommend that you probably put what I would call the address. You say John 3:16, then you say, for God so loved the world. And a lot of people will say John 3:16, they'll quote the verse and they'll close out with John 3:16 again, which just reminds you of where you're at and that particular verse. Now you could get someone else to help. But I don't understand why this couldn't be something good that parents could do with children or children with parents. Wonder if we decided to memorize a verse together. So you say it to me and I say it to you, but we help one another. Force yourself to say it word for word. Require that. Don't take shortcuts. We don't need you to fall into the trap and thinking the Bible needs to be rewritten. It does not. Memorize it so that it's word for word. But when you have the verse memorized, keep using it. Figure out ways to use it. Use verses that you've memorized. Use them somehow. Quote them in Sunday school or in church or to someone. In other words, practice it. And I'll tell you this also. If we write it, it will help us. If we say it out loud, it will help us. If we see it, it will help us. But if you'll sing it, it will help. You take a verse and you say, I don't know the tune to it. Make up your own. Make up a tune, because a tune will help you to memorize scripture. Okay, so we talked about why we're going to memorize. Now we talked a little bit about how to memorize. Thirdly, say, well, what scriptures maybe should I memorize? Well, there's no wrong scripture to memorize. There's no wrong scripture to memorize. I think it's best to start memorizing the scripture that will help you the most. Here's what I've told people for years. Memorize a scripture that strengthens your weakness. You say, I have a problem with temper. Then why don't you find a verse? The Bible says a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And I'll tell you what, if I were you, if you have a temper problem, I'd memorize some scripture about your temper, about anger. You say, I have a faith problem. I fear tomorrow. Then memorize the verse. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So find scriptures that challenge or strengthen your weakness. I think it's also good to memorize scripture that, and I said this earlier, but it bears repeating, I think everybody ought to memorize the scripture as to what scripture need to be quoted for someone to get saved. I think that's just important. The most important thing that a Christian can do on the face of this earth is get somebody out of hell. That's the Christian workforce. That's our purpose. I think memorize scripture that can help others. Memorize scripture that you would use frequently. And maybe if you heard a scripture that you enjoy or it encourages you, memorize that scripture. If you have a weakness, I'm going to make you a promise. It said in Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." If you will memorize scriptures that refute, challenge, and can give you victory over your weakness, that verse is going to be one you're going to claim for victory. So find out. You say, I've got a problem with gossip. Then memorize a scripture that tells you to be careful with your tongue. And quote it to yourself when you get around someone that wants to have a loose tongue. Or when you feel like you're going to have a loose tongue. I don't think there's any limit to the number of verses that you can memorize. Some of you just need to set some goals. There's somebody in here, you used to memorize scripture, you don't anymore. You ought to start. There's some of you, you've never memorized any scripture. Start memorizing some. Start simple. Start small. You'll never regret it. I have a lot of regrets in my life. I have never regretted one single scripture that I've memorized. Now, let me very, very plainly say this. I think it's good for us just to become familiar with the Bible in general. I think as important maybe as memorizing scripture is just knowing where certain passages can be found in your Bible, key verses, key foundational things. Look them up, figure out where they're at, and get used to finding them if you need them. Remember, 1 Peter 3:15 told us, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." I said the quickest way to be able to give answer to any man is if you had the answer memorized in Scripture. But if you don't have the answer memorized in Scripture, have an idea where the answer is found. You say, what are the big issues in life? Well, whatever the big issues are, it would be great if you could find a scripture that would help you to help someone, to answer someone using the scripture. See, not only are you and I to know what we believe, but I also think we ought to know why we believe what we believe. And when you say why, what I mean is, I think you ought to know what you believe, and I think you ought to know where what you believe is in the Bible. The Bible talks about we're to persuade men. Now, that means we're to convince them. But did you know that I'm not to try to convince Rick Young just using my personality? I am to convince him using the scripture. You see, my personality is not lasting. It is adorable, but it's not lasting. The scripture is eternal. I may change, but the word of God liveth and abideth forever. God changeth not. So we ought to become familiar with the scripture because it's going to help us to help people. It will help us to persuade men. It's important that we have enough Bible knowledge in scripture to help someone. And it's going to take a little reading and study on your part. Memorization is important. As you memorize, you're going to get a grasp on the Bible and where you can find what you need. Now, we have in Sunday school, we've all been going through the different books of the Bible. We just completed the 39th book of the Old Testament, which was the concluding book of the Old Testament. We're getting ready to go into the New Testament. There are 27 books in the New Testament. In our Sunday school class, we memorized in order all 39 books so we could quote the 39 books. We're getting ready to start memorizing the New Testament books. I think that's important to you. I think everybody ought to be able to do that. That's something you can memorize. It's only one word at a time. It's one word at a time, but you could do that. It's going to help you in church. It's going to help you with your Bible study. There will be questions that are going to come to you, and I think if you can memorize Scripture, you can answer questions, but if you don't memorize it, at least have an idea where you can find the answer in the Bible. What are we talking about? We're talking about growing in our Christian life. How? Through Scripture memorization. Through Scripture just becoming comfortable with and becoming aware of our Bible and just how to maneuver through it. I think you're going to find questions in life about things like our burdens. If someone asks me about burdens, I'll quote to them Galatians 6:2. The Bible says, "Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." It's a scripture I memorized a long, long time ago. There'll be questions about the Word of God. How do you get saved? Boy, you ought to know the Romans Road. But Romans chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I have quoted that verse over and over and over again. You're going to have people ask you questions. Okay, they're going to ask about alcoholism or drunkenness. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1 says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." People are going to ask about faith, but faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. People are going to ask you over and over and over again about things in the Bible. And memorization gives you just a toolbox full of tools that you can use to help people. So a simple thing, just scripture memorization. It used to be, and again, when I was a teenager and I first got into the Baptist church that helped to train me, they almost immediately started talking to me about memorizing scripture. And not long into it, I became the youth director. Mrs. Owens began to help me, and we trained the young people in our youth department. We sang scripture song after scripture song after scripture song. They could get up in church and sing for 30 minutes, verse after verse after verse after verse. And we knew what we were doing. We were trying to help them memorize scripture. And to this day, those scriptures that we learned when we were 15 and 16 and 17 years of age have changed our lives, because I use them every day of my life. For some of you, a piece of the puzzle that's missing in your life is you read your Bible, but you don't ever memorize any of it. I think the Bible teaches that this book ought to be memorized by a Christian. This hasn't happened to us yet. If they can, they'll take your guns in America. And someday, they'd like to take this. You know, there are countries where this has been outlawed through the years. There have been countries where they've taken the Bibles and piled them in a pile and burned them. And if you got caught with one, you could be put to death for having one. Think about this. If we left this building tonight and there were communists outside the door and they gathered all of our Bibles and they took every Bible from every person in this church, how much scripture would you have available to you without your Bible? You say, "Jesus wept." That's not enough. That's not enough. Wouldn't it be a good idea, just in case they took them, that we knew enough of it? Wouldn't it be great if they took them all and we could all get together and write another word for word? We could go underground. You could quote yours and we could write it. I could quote mine, we could write it. We could have the Word of God because it's been hidden in our hearts and minds. Where would you be if they took the printed one away from you today? It's important. I think we should memorize some scripture. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let it be a challenge to those of you that have never memorized. Why don't you start memorizing some? To some of you that used to, why don't you try again? To those of you that have given up because you said it was too hard, then find the simple ones and memorize some verses. To some, you need to rehearse. You need to work. Remember some of those verses you used to be able to quote, but you kind of lost it. Go to work on them. Go to work on them. I know, not an impressive sermon at all. But the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You need to hide it in your heart. We have way too many other things in our hearts and minds. We need the Word of God. Who here tonight would say to the Lord by uplifted head, "God, I'm gonna work on this. I'm gonna work on what I've heard tonight." Would you raise your hand and let God see it? God bless you. We're gonna have an altar call. I'm gonna ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? Have you gotten away from memorizing scripture? Is it something that you've just told yourself you can't do? And I know there's scripture that I used to be able to quote very fluently that I've lost. I'm going to work on it. I wish everybody here would promise God tonight that you're going to memorize at least one scripture because of the sermon that you heard tonight. Yeah, you can quote the lyrics to your favorite country song, your favorite rock song. You can quote the lyrics to all the Disney songs. And boy, you know what show is on what channel. You know who pitches for what baseball team and who the starting quarterback is for what football team. Yeah, you sure do. You know the specs to tune that engine. You know so many things. Why don't you memorize the precious, never dying, perfect, holy, flawless Word of God? It will change your life, I promise you. If you would just take the one concept that I taught, memorize Scripture in the area of your weakness, you will overcome sin and weakness faster through the Word of God than any other way. This is the last time through the song. Okay, have a seat.